Boom. What's happening, beautiful podcast listeners? Something a little bit different on the Real Drug Talk podcast today. This episode of the podcast originally aired on our YouTube channel, Real Drug Talk. Go over and check it out. If you haven't been watching there, it's time to start watching because we're going to have more content dropping on the YouTube channel in this style and this format. Practical, educational, recovery tools and steps and coaching, if you like, to help you to break addictive patterns, implement, you know, cutting edge recovery practices in your life and make some changes. So, enjoy the show. Go over and subscribe to the YouTube channel. Engage with us there. We would love that. If you hear little things in this episode where it goes blank or quiet for a second, it's because there's like writing on the screen of the video or whatever. So basically I'm saying like, listen to it here, but go over to YouTube as well. Enjoy the information. Would love some feedback on what you guys think, if it's helpful, if you enjoyed the content, all that kind of stuff. So hope you're having a good week. Enjoy the show and we'll be vibing in the news again soon. Peace. Day, I received another call to be informed that another mate of mine that I used to use drugs and alcohol with had unfortunately passed away and lost his life due to his addiction. And I'm absolutely shattered about it. And to be honest, it feels kind of hopeless because that has happened a lot of times with people that I know. And I feel grateful as well that, you know, I'm still here and that I've been able to overcome my addiction and create this life that I have. Three addiction recovery tools that we give to people in our treatment programs that seems to help them the most and really help them to create the shifts and changes that they need in their life. And you're going to want to hang around for the third addiction recovery tool because it is the one that underpins everything and is the foundation, and it's the one that helps you to actually implement all the others. Okay, so have you ever heard the expression, the five people that you hang around the most, you'll be the average of? I love that saying and it's so true. And this is tool number one, addiction recovery tool number one. And look, seems super simple, seems so basic. People roll their eyes when I talk to them about this in our addiction recovery programs because it just feels really generic. But it's super true. And it's actually the one that is the most simple, but I find that, you know, people that we're working with find it the hardest. I found it really hard because you feel like you're sort of like dogging people, or you feel like, you know, you've had these connections with people and you're being a bit of a rat. And look, it's simply not the case. You got to understand that, you know, it's the old aeroplane analogy. You got to understand that, you know, you can't actually help other people or you can't actually change things for yourself and until you help yourself, right? It's so important. You got to pull down the oxygen mask and suck it in before you help the person next to you. So I love that analogy because it's exactly the same when it comes to addiction recovery. You know, the people that you have around you, even if they're not encouraging you to go out and use drugs, drink alcohol again, or whatever it is, it's just the unconscious subliminal anchored connections that your mind creates through the pleasure system and through the process of addiction that keeps you stuck in those addictive cycles. So look, what I did when I first got sober was that I actually went really extreme. The thing that kind of helped me override it, even though I felt terrible about doing it, was actually kind of making a call to a few of like my really close mates and just saying, listen, you know, it's not you, it's me. It sounds like a date, I know, but yeah, just saying to them, hey, you know, listen, I'm going through this thing. I just need like 6 months to myself to really kind of recuperate and, you know, make the changes in my life that I need to make. I'm not, not speaking to you because you've done anything or anything like that. I'm just doing something for me. And something that someone said to me that really helped me with those phone calls was, I'm going to butcher this saying because I always mix it up, but those that matter don't mind, and those that don't matter mind, right? So basically what that means is that if anyone took offense to that, then that was an indication of like the level of our actual friendship beyond the drugs and the alcohol and everything, all the bullshit that came along with my addiction. I suppose if I think about myself, if my friend came and had that conversation with me, even when I was in addiction, I would just be like, yeah, brother, go for it. You're awesome. You do your thing. All I want for you is just to be happy, healthy, and well. However I can support you to do that, cool, right? So if you're getting like not that response from the people around you that you need to have those conversations with, then that's kind of an indication of where that friendship might actually be, and who your real friends are, okay? So again, to summarize, the people and the environment that you have around you is so important. Sounds really basic. It doesn't even have to be about people actively wanting you to use drugs. It's just the old associations. And you're not actually... you're not actually being a rat or a dog or a shit-go or anything like that. You're simply like putting the oxygen mask on yourself and taking care of yourself before you can help other people. And I just can't stress this point enough. It's one of the biggest things that helps people to change. It's why it's number one of the three biggest addiction recovery tools that you can implement in this video, because it just has such a massive impact. There's like this magic dust in the background that just kind of rubs off when you're around a good, positive, healthy environment that helps you to make shifts and change. Now, equally to that, you can't only, as a bonus tip, you can't only remove people. You have to add in some really healthy and positive and good people that drag you up as well, because it has the opposite effect. So just like hanging out in that old environment will kind of drag you closer to using and picking up drinking again, hanging out with new connections, positive people, people that are doing different stuff, will drag you up and bring you closer to like the goals that you have and the life that you want to create, all right? So really go to work on the environment. Make sure you make those changes, even if it feels uncomfortable. That's a good thing, because you have to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. Create a different environment in your life. And when you create the right ecosystem around yourself, then, you know, the tree of your life, without making corny, embarrassing analogies, the tree of your life can actually grow, right? If the soil isn't right, the garden bed isn't right, all that sort of stuff, it doesn't matter if you have like a $20,000 tree that you put in there, it's not going to grow, because the ecosystem and the environment that you have around you is super important. Okay, addiction recovery tool number two. Another massive one, and something that people are starting to catch on to a little bit, but it's still very much lacking, is that you need to work on what I call the underlying 85% of muck and bullshit underneath the surface, right? And the way that you do that is, you know, going through and engaging some healing therapies, okay? So what do I mean by this? Basically, addiction, there is like an element of like a physical element to it, but largely, which has been popularized by people like Gabor Mate, Russell Brand in his own way, all these other people that talk about, you know, getting sober, breaking down addictive patterns, all that sort of stuff, is dealing with the underlying pain. Now, where the confusion comes in around this for a lot of people that I talk to is that, yeah, a lot of people experience like horrific traumas and horrific kind of events in their life, sexual assault, terrible like violence, domestic violence, assault, like lots of different, they've been to war and things like that, right? There is lots of people that have addiction issues that have suffered from those catastrophic events, and definitely that's impacting them. But there is a lot of people that don't relate to that either and don't have those catastrophic events in their life and wouldn't categorize themselves as having traumatic experiences. So that doesn't mean though that you still don't have a huge amount of like the 85%, the underlying difficult, tough emotional experiences going on underneath the surface, okay? So it's so important that you actually look beyond like the addictive patterns and how they're playing out in your life, which is just really the symptom, and go deeper and look at, you know, the underlying negative belief systems, emotional patterns, and behavioral patterns that are driving, you know, the addictive behaviors that are coming out in your life, all right? So that's a quick overview summary, but I just wanted to touch on that because, you know, often people that suffer with addictions don't relate to that trauma thing. And when you start having this conversation about, you know, what they need to do and the recovery tools that they need to implement in their life, they struggle with this one because they feel like they're different and that, you know, they don't have those extreme examples. So I just wanted to explain that quickly. But off the back of that, you need, like, I think it's so important for everyone, and a big tip is for people to get involved and the need to get involved in somatic therapies that actually help you to deal with letting go of some of those difficult emotional experiences, breaking through those negative belief systems and making shifts and changes to like your overall hard drive and operating system so that you can create some change. All right, so some examples of somatic therapies, and the other old therapies work well too, like CBT, you know, people connect with that, traditional psychological interventions, all of that. But I've found for a lot of people that getting into some of these somatic therapies are so important, because what we're actually talking about is shifting up your nervous system. And I'm not going to go too deep into this because it's a whole video within itself, but shifting your nervous system from the sympathetic to the parasympathetic nervous system so that you can calm down and open up the different channels in your brain that then allow you to process these difficult underlying emotions, right? And to give you a quick story, I've worked through stuff with heaps of people in our connection-based living coaching programs where we help people to transform their lives out of addictive patterns without having to go to rehab. I've worked with heaps of people that maybe don't believe that they have any of these difficult experiences or challenges processing stuff and all of that. And then when we actually get into these somatic practices and helping people to make shifts and all of that stuff, they quickly realize how disconnected they are from themselves and how much of like these untapped emotions that they have. So just quickly, some examples of these therapy styles are, it could be things like, so somatic means body, like in the body. So it could be like breath work. There's like different sort of like healing modalities that really engage active imaginational practices that help you kind of reconnect with your body and where emotions are in the body. I use some of these emotional processing techniques, which are huge. It could even be things like MDMR, which is the finger waving therapy. They're just a few examples. There's lots of different things out there, but I'm finding that it has powerful impacts with people to reconnect to themselves and shift out these kind of core issues that result in people having the symptoms of addiction or distraction or other problems in their life. So quick story, like I was telling you before, I was working with this guy and we were doing the practice that we use and the therapy style, which, you know, largely engages him on getting into a safe place, conditioning his nervous system and resourcing his nervous system into a parasympathetic space, and then going into old, difficult experiences. I'm reluctant to even call them traumas, because in his case, they weren't actually traumas. They were just difficult, symptoms and challenges that he had. And what happened as a result of that was that he actually uncovered, a couple of different memories that, yeah, he really felt difficult to shift and deal with in that moment. And he just started crying and had this whole like emotional release experience. And he came back to me the next week. And he was just completely different. As off the back of that, he just said, I feel like 20, 30 times lighter. And I've just noticed as a result of that, I don't have those automatic negative kind of thought processes and patterns going on in my head. I'm a lot more like self-aware. I'm a lot more positive in my day. I'm a lot more in tune with my own insecurities around, because his insecurities were around rejection and fear, this kind of thing. And as a result of that, I've been able to then make better decisions in my life and all this kind of stuff, right? So it's amazing when you kind of really get to the bottom of it. And move through the symptom of addiction and go to the core and unlock that pain and let it process through you. And it's amazing when you actually do that, then the impact that it has on everything else and the resulting kind of symptoms, positive symptoms that happen as a result of that, to then allow you to make the changes and have the success in your life. So, and the way that I've found works best for people to do that is through somatic practices. Different things work differently with all types of people, but I would highly recommend that as a big thing to engage in and do as an addiction recovery tool that you need to implement in your life. Okay, the last and final, like I said at the start of the video, this one is the most important because, again, like addiction recovery tool number one, it creates it kind of creates the ecosystem and creates the foundation of everything else, and that's actually working on your mindset and doing what I call value-based future pacing. This is so important because it kind of gets into taking the blinkers off and having a bigger picture and actually conditioning yourself for success in your recovery and success in your overall life and finding peace, happiness and contentment, right? So this is the most important one out of all of them. Number one, like they're all important, but this is the most important because it sets up everything else, as I explained. So what do I mean by value-based future pacing, right? So essentially the example that I give is that, you know, I love sport, I love athletes. And if you notice that in the dying minutes of like a massive game in basketball or AFL football, which I love as well, even though athletes may be completely spent and their body might be cramping and shutting down, I've seen numerous cases where they can kind of tap into something deeper emotionally or whatever it is and find this extra like 10%, right, to get them over the line. And the question is, how do you find that extra 10, 20, 30% within yourself to override your physiological experience that you're having and the struggles that you might be having to connect with the bigger picture? And keep that front of mind so that you make a different decision in the moment and so that you set up the environment and the ecosystem for you to flourish in the rest of your recovery, all right? So what happens with people when they relapse is that you get stuck in the present, ironically, right? And you get stuck in between your two ears and the thoughts that are going on in your head, okay? So it's so important that you have a practice, and more importantly than that, you've actually conditioned yourself over a period of time to override that thinking that kind of gets stuck in the granular. A lot of people call it obsession, but that's what's happening. You get stuck in the moment. I've got to use, I've got to use, I've got to drink, don't drink, don't drink. I want to drink, I don't want to drink. You know how you get that like argument that's going on with yourself, all that sort of stuff. And you forget about everything else that is kind of going on, all your past experiences, the reason why you're trying to do recovery, all of that. Like you kind of forget about that. And this sort of like obsession and granular thinking overrides you. So the, you know, when people say in recovery, you got to do the work, you got to do the work, you got to do the work. I hate that because I always ask, well, what is the work, right? So So what you got to be able to do is have a practice and have a conditioning technique that allows you to stay in the bigger picture, that allows you to stay in the future, and can snap you out of, you know, the present. And the only way I've found to do that with people is connect to like the deepest desires and values and the things that are actually the most important for you. It's too much to kind of go into it now. We take people through this process in our connection-based living programs, but connect to that and have like a vision of the future, and the reasons why you're doing things all set up and written out and clearly focused on over a period of time. And what happens is when you actually condition that over a period of time and you continue to do that and you focus on that, and you do that over and over and over and over and over again, and you do that mental rehearsing, that mental work based on things that are important to you, not just arbitrary weird things, like just things that actually mean things to you, whether that's your kids, whether that's like your career, some cause that you care about, whatever, like whatever it is that is like the bigger picture for you. When you stay connected to that and you condition yourself to live in that space consistently, then when you inevitably have a moment in your recovery where you wanna pick up and you wanna use drugs again, or you wanna drink again, or you wanna gamble again, or whatever it is, you've actually done the work and the practice to condition yourself into a different mindset. And I guarantee you that you're gonna be able to think differently about that moment, okay? And if you put that together with the first two tools, and there's lots of other ones as well, and you've been engaging in this process, then you're actually shifting like your perception and your reality, and you are able to see the bigger picture, and you are able to connect to, you know, a more exciting life and future for yourself, and you are able to override that obsession and transcend your addictive patterns, right? So that is why this addiction recovery tool is the most important, because it's the thing that you can practically use as many times as you like during the day to manually override your operating system and install a new piece of software through like your thinking on your hard drive, so that you have a different outcome and result, and so that you can kind of create the ecosystem for that tree to grow. I hope that makes sense. It's so important. If you, like, as I said at the start of this video, I'm absolutely just sick of people around me, you know, struggling, not connecting with services and passing away and not getting the results that they want. I feel incredibly grateful that through like kind of serendipity and a lot of hard work and things like that, that I've been able to make huge shifts in my life and discover some of these kind of secrets to healing and changing my life. So this is why I've made the decision to start doing more of these like talk to cameras off the back of that phone call the other day, to try and get some of the information out there. We do a lot of podcasts and things like that, interviews, I mean, with other people, but I just want to like put some of this more like granular tactical knowledge out there so that you can have the tools that you need to implement in your life and make the changes. If you want any more information about that, I think I talked about it a couple times. We have a program called Connection Based Living where we guide people through this process and do all this stuff. Links will be in the description and all that. But take the principles from this video, go and do your own research, engage in different support and stuff, and implement some practices and tools into your life and condition your mind, your heart and your emotions into a different space, and you will get changes in your life, and you can actually get recovery, and it's a lot easier than you think if you're doing the right things. All right, see you next time. Peace out, everybody.